Yeah, then why don't we, let's just jump into it, because why don't, we're having fun, we're shaking it up, we're loose. This is the news you can't lose. This is the Loser Leaves Wrestling News You Can't Lose with Red Jefferson and...
Moet Jaswal.
Moet Jaswal. Very good, very good. Moet, you look great, you're feeling great. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing perfectly fine today, Red. Thank you for asking. Yeah, I've just got a blanket on. It's very cold, if that's okay. I don't know if it's very professional, but...
No, nobody's
watching, it's all audio.
I welcome it. In all honesty, I wish you had a can of soup with you, and like you're eating right out of the can.
It looks very
comforting. It looks like you're warm. It looks like you're doing good for your body, Moet.
I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying to stay safe. Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad to hear it. Well, we're going to jump right into it. This is the news between February 7th and February 13th. Right off the top of this week, Dustin Rhodes asks fans to pray for Terry Funk. Man, what a way to start off this podcast. Terry Funk, he's not doing too great. I guess. He's got some bone issues, and also I think he's starting to... Did you see the video he posted on Twitter?
What, who, Terry Funk?
Terry Funk.
No, what's the video?
Just basically asking people, he's just like, please stop sending me things to sign. I can't do it anymore. Oh, it was heartbreaking.
He's old. I was worried because Dustin was vague in his tweet, so I thought he was dying. I thought he had COVID, but then he had to clarify it was just like a hip issue or something. He's in a lot of pain. That's horrible, but he'll survive probably.
Want to let though, hearing him talk, maybe you don't want to hear Terry Funk talk, but it sounds like he's also starting to lose it a little bit. His brain's a little...
I thought he was losing it like 20 years ago. So I'm surprised.
Maybe he's just always been this way. He's been crazy. He's middle aged and crazy. That was his gimmick. So maybe it's just him being him.
I do like I always loved his Chainsaw Charlie gimmick. Even though that's, people don't seem to like that. I don't know. It seems to get a bad reputation or something. I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was silly.
I love it. I kind of love it just because it's so, it, like you said, it's silly, but it's also absolutely frightening.
Yes. Yeah, I will never forget the way he debuted. It was terrifying to me. I was a child, so there's that too. I was like, I don't know, 8, 7, something like that.
Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie. What a dumb thing. What a dumb fucking thing. We're moving on. Moet, we've got new members of the Nightmare family. Burr, burr, burr. Aaron Solo and Nick Camerato.
Ah, yeah. I'm happy for Aaron Solo. Yeah.
Nick Camerato's pretty cool too.
He's got a crazy face. He's got a lot of hair. Crazy grizzly men. Yeah, yeah. That's as much as I can say about that. I don't know. Cody's talked about what the concept of the Nightmare Family is, and I can appreciate it a little bit more. Did you see that tweet?
No, I did see something of it, but I was thinking about it also this week too. It's just like with Lee Johnson, and it's basically saying. It's kind of like saying, oh, they're like Cody's one specifically. It's almost like, oh, they're in our developmental. Our developmental is Team Cody, where they're underneath the learning tree of QT Marshall, and they're going to be Team Cody. That's what I see it as. What did he say?
More or less, yeah. His tweet was saying something about it's not a regular faction the way we're used to in wrestling. Like, it's not the Bullet Club or something like that, which... I assumed the Nightmare Family was at first, but then they, you know, they don't do any of that stuff. It's more of, I guess, just what they see as having similar values. And like I think he described a clear focus and determination, just like relentless work attitude, and things like that. So like it's not a faction. It's like a group of people that all like agree with each other. He said might come together at one point. Like if one of them needs help, they all have each other's back. They all come to the call, you know, answer like, the call rather.
Like the good side of the Force. Some can become Jedi, but the good side of Force is pretty all encompassing. You know, some will gather together. I get what you mean. That makes 100% sense now that I put it into the Force talk.
Tell me more about this Force talk. Hold on. What is that? What do you?
You know, honestly, as soon as I said it, I regretted it because it wasn't a very good.
We'll make it good. So you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying that the Force, Cody's team, the Nightmare Family Collective, is like the Force, which is like the good side of the Force, which is like, you know, it's all encompassing, but not everyone becomes a Jedi.
Okay.
Like Han Solo had some Force abilities. It's been thought of that he had premonition.
Sure. Who is the Force in this? Is the Nightmare family is the Force?
The whole Nightmare family has the Force, but only few of them, Cody, Arn Anderson, Brandy, they're Jedis.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The others are...
just a part of the Force. Padawan? They're on the good side of the Force.
Oh, they're just on the good side. Everything... so it's everything else is the Sith.
Yeah, side. Everything else... They're, according to it's Cody's doctrine... everything else is
the guy
Sith.
Needs to turn heel. Maybe he needs to figure out they're the Siths. That's gonna happen at some point.
It sounds like heresy. I'd watch out for Cody.
What?
It sounds like heresy. I'd watch out for Cody moving forward.
Yeah.
Moving on. We've got Bow Wow. Little Bow Wow. He wants to become a wrestler.
Little Bow Wow.
Little BB. LBB. And T-Bar shut him down on Twitter.
What did he say?
He was just like, yeah, I'd like to see you come here. I'll smack you down. It's just very
dumb. That's fine. I don't know. I like T-Bar's Twitter. He's very funny.
I do too. T-Bar is a Slapjack. Welcome. Slapjack.
God, I'm still not used to Slapjack. I like Slapjack.
It's a funny name. They're all funny names. Mace.
What's your retribution name, Red?
What would my retribution name be? Is Claddix. I don't know.
Claddix?
I just thought of the first thing. Claddix.
Is that, well, I'm just curious. Is that a word?
No.
Okay, cool.
T-bar is not a word.
Well, you could come up. No, what is a T-bar? Yeah, I just accepted it. I'm like, yeah, it's a name. All right. Yeah, you're right. Claddix would fit in perfectly.
I'll be restud. Well, what about you, Moet? What are you going to be?
Cornbag.
Yeah. Cornbag and restud. Oh, that's good. We're doing great. Moving on. Nia Jax screams my hole and it's taken over the internet.
Yeah, I purposefully did not watch that. I thought I just did not need to know anything about that. No offense to any, just did not need to know anything about holes.
You know
I'm
what?
Done with holes in wrestling.
You know what, Moet? I didn't watch it either, but I am excited for Nia Jax celebrity, and it's also crossing over into other worlds of entertainment. So now I appreciate anything that spreads wrestling's love. So
true.
Good for you, Nia Jax. Good for you, wrestling. Moving on. New York State very soon, Moet, is going to be having sporting events again. So AEW and WWE are going to be holding sporting events at 10% capacity, which is less than I think the 15% capacity. I think that's in Florida at 10% capacity in New York State.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, you know my, stance on COVID and everything. That's not exciting to me.
But it is exciting for our QAnon fans over in New York State. We love you and we want you to stop. That's our message to them. Our message to all our QAnon friends is we love you. Please get better. Reach out to us at loserleespod@gmail.com and we'll help you through it. Right, Moet?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Do you think they're actually going to New York, WWE, AEW?
Yeah, I think so. I think as soon as they open up, they're going to be doing something in New York. It's right next to Connecticut.
I don't know if AEW will, because it can't. AEW Florida
maybe
can't,
not.
At this point, Florida can't be the only place that's open, right? I think that was the case.
It is the only place
that's
open to sports.
Still?
Yeah, because football was done there.
Really?
Yeah, football was almost exclusively done in Florida.
Where was the Super Bowl? It was in
Tampa.
Oh, right. Well, the team. Yeah. I forgot.
Yeah, it was almost all done in Florida. All the sports are happening there, I believe. Besides maybe basketball, but everything's being held in one little spot.
The bubble. Oh, you got the bubble for the NBA championship, whatever. That it's very interesting to read about.
Well, I can't wait for all that footage to come out when they make a huge trucking documentary on the bubble, which they will.
Yeah. And it's really exciting.
That's when I'm going to be really into it. Moving on. Cody, poor sweet Cody, may have torn his rotator cuff a little bit during Dynamite.
Ooh.
Him and Lee Marshall. What's his name? Lee Johnson versus our friend Pretty Peter Avalon and Cesar Bonini. Apparently, Cody Rhodes may have torn his rotator cuff.
Who did
slightly.
It? Who did it to Cody?
I don't know.
Who did it?
I don't know, but I'm starting to think that it's probably Cesar Bonini.
Yeah, let's blame him. I swear, if you're going to say that our friend Petey Avalon.
Our friend Petey Peter Pavalon? Pretty Peter Papillon. I love that dude.
Pretty Peter Papillon.
Best friends of us. He's a big fan of Loser Leaves Wrestling. He's a big friend of the show. Moving on. Joey Ryan, a frequenter of our talks on the news you can't lose. His lawsuit against his accusers has been dismissed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that. That's great.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Or it's fine. I don't know if it's great.
I'm glad that they're not being sued anymore.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Which is good. That's good. We found some good things there. Good luck. I wish well for the accusers.
Starting to feel bad for Joey. I think he needs help. I think I'm shocked at how like far down the rabbit hole he's gone, you know what I mean? Like he's really like, I mean, he's bad, but like it, I don't know. This whole like the Christ thing is weird. He's like he's a religious guy now, and then he was using it as an excuse. What I'm getting at is there were a lot of excuses, and the excuses seem to be like very sincere, but none of it made sense, I guess, compared to like what his persona was before all this happened. Yeah. I guess. He's bad. This isn't the right take to have.
Desperate people do desperate things. And he's probably pretty remorseful for the shit he did now, but he already did it, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, yeah, like, I'm sure you start to regret the person you killed. Not saying he killed any, but like, when you kill someone, like, eventually, like, a lot of people who've done terrible things regret it later on, but we have to hold him accountable.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, he needs to figure it out. I don't think he has yet. I think he's, yeah.
Dude needs to grow up. He needs to, you know, take the lollipop out of his mouth, put it behind his ear, and get some work done. That's what I say.
Get some work done.
Moving on. Meiko Sotomura, my favorite Japanese wrestler.
Of course. She is common knowledge.
Yeah. She actually is. She signed with WWE NXT UK. And I couldn't be more pleased or happy. I saw her on WWE's the Mae Young tournament. Mm-hmm. And she is the best. She went to the finals. She was in the finals against Toni Storm. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Meiko Soto, I believe she was in the finals. I'm almost certain she was in the finals or semifinals. But she's amazing. And she signed with them. And I can't wait to watch NXT UK. I can't wait. I'm so excited about that.
That's awesome.
She's amazing. She's like this old, she's like late 30s, early 40s. And she's kind of got this, you know, like little mom attitude, right? And she comes out in full, like traditional Japanese regalia. And she comes out, she's very professional, very fighter-like. And when she goes, she is this pit bull. She's got the best looking kicks I've ever seen. She has this kind of almost like I'm a wise elder. And she has this Raiden. Like Raiden from Mortal Kombat. She has that type of attitude, which I love. I love her. You have to see her. We're going to have to watch her. We're going to have to watch some stuff. Maybe we could do a thing on her.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. What are we doing with Britt Baker? Spoiler alert. We're getting a Britt Baker video out soon. You should check us out on Loser Leaves Wrestling on YouTube. Please check us out everywhere and rate this podcast. Next up, Moet, our good friend. Our good friend of the show, Loser Leaves Wrestling All-Star Keith Lee is engaged with Mia Yim.
Yay. Yeah, that's nice. They seem to have a nice relationship. Yeah. That's what we want to see. That's what we want to talk about on this show.
Mm-hmm. Positive, there we healthy, go.
Very positive.
Warm things. And honestly, the couple that I would want to have my back ever, like literally, if I'm ever in a situation, I need to call one couple. I love you and Barb. Love you and Barb. But I'm calling Keith and Mia because they're scary. They're scary.
You mean like, what kind of situation? Fights. In fights? Oh yeah, you don't call me and Barb.
Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah, no offense. Keith Lee. Yeah. Yeah, I'm calling Keith Lee and Mia Yim.
I thought you meant like if you get like a flat tire or something.
No. No.
Or like those kind of situations. I'm not any calling situation any of you.
You're
said,
in Texas.
Well, yeah, yeah. And I don't have that Keith Lee money. I can't just fly over. You know,
help me fix my tire.
Yeah.
you're a goose. You're being a goose today, Moet. All right, Lord God, we've got two more big hell of news items. Big sweeping news items. Edge Edge from the Edge and Christian, you're familiar, Moa? Edge?
Oh, Edge, yeah.
2021 Royal Rumble winner might be going to NXT, which is pretty freaking cool, in my opinion.
Yeah, what's the deal? I didn't catch SmackDown. I know he showed up on Wednesday at NXT, and he did a whole thing where he's like, whoever wins on Saturday, or whatever the pay-per-view is, like, I'll be watching, or whatever, you know. I thought that was cool. I thought it actually kind of pissed me off a little bit that, because Edge didn't need to win the Rumble if he was just going to go to NXT, if that was the plan in WrestleMania, for WrestleMania, sorry. He could have just showed up in NXT and did that exact same promo, and people would have been hyped about it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, yeah. I'm excited, but also just, once again, feel like it's a wasted opportunity. To give that to somebody else, at the Rumble, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree it should have gone to someone else. But that being said, there's something about the combo of, like, for non-wrestling fans. Non-wrestling fans, or former wrestling fans, where they're like, oh, Edge just won the Royal Rumble? They tune in. And then they're like, oh, he's going to be on this show where there's only new wrestlers? Tune in. You know, I could see the progression of how to get new fans to watch NXT.
I guess so. Yeah. I guess it depends how big of a deal the Royal Rumble is to, like, non-fans. If they would watch to see where he goes afterwards.
Winning
it, you know?
I'm assuming that people were fans of Edge at some point, they know what the Royal Rumble is. And they're pretty familiar. You know, if it's not like The Rock, where people could know who The Rock is and not know the Royal Rumble. That's possible. But if you know who Edge is, you probably have seen a Royal Rumble or two.
Sure. Yeah.
Right?
I guess so, yeah, because he's not, like, super famous. He's a bigger deal in the wrestling community.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So, I could kind of see, but I'm just excited about, how I love my old men coming back to wrestle. Love it. And especially when they wrestle young people. When they wrestle young people, it's so much better. It's because it could help them hide their weaknesses, but also, it makes those younger guys better. It makes them better for having to work around someone that's going at a different pace than their breakneck one. And also, it helps them learn to go slower, which I think is important, so that they could have long-lasting careers that go well into the future.
Yeah, I thought, it's reminding me of, I don't know why, I just started thinking of CM Punk versus Undertaker at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Like, that was one of the last few, like, great...
Taker matches,
I mm-hmm. thought. Unless I'm missing something, I don't know. But I think it's because CM Punk was so good at working around Undertaker. From when I remember, he was just bouncing all over the ring, just selling lots of ridiculous, like, emotion, expressions and things, and he just made it so entertaining for Undertaker. And
that's what it does, because one, what you're taking an artist that's used to working with this one speed and giving them a new framework. It's like, oh, you're an artist that does sculpture? Well, we're going to have you do, bronze casting this one time and see what you could come up with. I've been watching a lot of art shows. I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
You're watching the Forged show on Netflix
watching,
or whatever?
I'm watching Forged in Fire. I'm watching Forged Blown, Blown Up or whatever it's called. I'm watching the British Pottery Show. I'm watching a lot.
Nice, yeah.
And we've got one more news item for the evening. Blue Demon Jr. Has a Disney series coming out.
Cute
Disney series, and it's called Ultraviolet and Blue Demon. It's about two luchadors. I don't know what they're really, but what it is, but it's kind of fun that there's wrestling coming to Disney.
Yeah. Do you ever see the old Blue Demon movies?
I saw the El Santos movies.
Oh wait, I'm talking about El Santo. Darn it. Yeah.
But there was another. There was another something demon. That was in movies as well. But El Santo, yeah, I've seen some El Santo movies, and they're great they're very good backgroundable shows, movies.
Yeah, they're very long, but there's always like one or two. They're like C-level movies, but there's always a few things that, like, just the image of, you know, a luchador fighting any monster is incredible. So that's why, yeah, it's worth it just for those few scenes.
One of what you do, you take...
And this reminds me of that, yeah.
You put on El Santo, an El Santo movie, and then put on just like... lo-fi hip-hop, this like lo-fi kind of like Danger Mouse hip-hop, and that's great for if you're having a party. You just have El Santo in the background, cool hip-hop playing over it, and then just you're sipping on your cocktails, you know.
Oh, those are my favorite. I love doing that at the right type of party, right? Yeah. But yeah, it's a good thing just to, you know, if you don't know what to say, it's a good icebreaker. Just pointing at the screen, look at that. Oh, that's pretty weird. And then
you see that luchador being a cop and he's killing that man. Yeah,
that's great. That's weird. Yeah, how's your day going? Boom. Now you're in.
Boom.
Yeah,
boom. I used to do that with Peanuts. I take Peanuts cartoons, put them on mute, and put 90s gangster rap over it. And it matches up all the fucking time. It's perfect.
That's good. You need that juxtaposition.
Because they have big flappy mouths, like, when they talk. And so that with rap, it's all talking, you know, so it catches it real well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, that's it. The news. That's the news. You can't lose. And you didn't lose it. You didn't miss it at all. But we're not done yet. We've got some mail from the mailbag. We got Mailman Moa going into the mailman bag. Mail person bag. Let's not get crazy with it. What do we got going on, mail Moet?
Okay, Red. Okay. This is it. Here we go. The first one. We got moving on. I'll go back to that one in a second. Next one, Tish from Malaysia. I hate when I see thumbtacks in matches, but I love when they use fire. What is your favorite fire spot?
Okay,
Tish. I hate when I see thumbtacks in matches, but I love. What is the connection between thumbtacks and fire?
It seems like they were just rambling.
Yeah, a little
honestly,
bit.
It sounds like they were just probably texting and walking or something. What's my favorite fire spot? Favorite. Picked up Atticus, and that was a very funny visual, because it did not know you were picking up Atticus, and I just see this big lump being picked up, almost like you dropped a turkey. I would say my favorite fire spot in a match, I guess it would have to be Mick Foley and Edge.
That was crazy. Yeah, he's on the apron, he goes through the spear, through the ropes on the table. Yeah, I like fire on tables. Yeah. I feel like that's a safe way to do it. It's really exciting. And it goes out immediately, so they don't actually look like they're getting burned, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it looks like it's safe. I like safe.
Safe fire spots.
Yeah.
Safe.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite fire spot?
That's probably it,
I will also say Undertaker's... I was going to say the Inferno match, Undertaker versus Kane, when Undertaker dove over the top and the fire shot up.
Oh, that's classic. I was going to say when Kane actually gets lit on fire, it's just on his hand, and he goes, and he like, my sound just went out for a second, but recently was actually really good when Alexa Bliss threw the fireball in Randy Orton's face.
I didn't see it. It looked good?
It's cinematic. So there's a, so once it's taken away because those other examples were live.
Sure.
In front of people, and, you know, there's a lot more, things that just need to be done perfectly in those moments. But this was, you know, there are a lot of cuts. But yeah, she threw a fireball in his face, and it just had the help of cutting around things to make it look a little bit more impressive, you know? Mm-hmm, so it was cool.
I have to check that out. I'm going to check that out. But good question. Right. Good question, Tish.
All right. Next one. We got Wotech? Watchtech?
You were very close to the first one. It's
Wojtek.
No, it's Wojtek. Wojtek.
Oh, Voj. Where's the? Oh,
it's
okay.
Polish.
Wojtek. Do you know this person?
Well, no, I just know the name. I don't know.
Okay. Fair. Name. Yeah, I've never met a Wojtek before.
Where is this person from? I don't even know where they're from.
Wallington, New Jersey.
Oh, I know Wallington. A lot of Polish in Wallington.
Oh, okay. So that's how that ended up happening.
That makes
sense. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, what do they want to know?
I cannot grow facial hair like father and father's father. Which pro wrestler has best facial hair ever?
Oh, interesting. Good question, Wojtek. Good question. Who has the best facial hair out of any wrestler ever? Interesting question, Wojtek.
This second email where the person makes the first half make no connection to the second half. This is a strange I cannot grow facial hair like father. I don't need to know about Wojtek's father and father's father.
He's
I don't
just
know
giving you some context for why he's curious about the question. That's,
I guess so. I guess if you're going to give us some juicy context.
We appreciate you listening, and don't take Moet's comments to heart. He doesn't mean it.
No. Criticism, Wojtek. Some constructive criticism. If you're going to give us something juicy, like you can't grow facial hair like father and father's father, show us a photo. Show us a photo of father's father.
Let's see their big beard. That's Wojtek's shame. Why are you asking for a picture of what he's most insecure about? Wojtek, well, like, we love you here. And if you're QAnon, please reach out to us. We'll give you help. But please.
Hold on.
Please don't listen to Moa in this moment. This is.
Why would you do that? You give me a little bit of the, you know, of the sweet. What's the good metaphor for this? I want the whole piece. I want a little bit more. Anyways, which pro wrestler has the best
Wojtek, send Moet personally some pictures of your naked face, because he seems to be very upset by this.
Well, maybe not like that, but yeah, I am curious, but not.
No, we're gonna reach out to Wojtek. We're gonna get those face pics.
Best facial hair. Is there anything really crazy? Any really crazy facial hair I'm not thinking of?
Is that?
I don't know.
Is that humming from Atticus?
No, this motorcycle that's right outside the window. It's unfortunate. My God. Yeah.
It's already gone. But there was this strong hum that was just like, and I thought that was Atticus just purring the hell out of your lap.
Nah.
Best facial hair in wrestling. You ever see, what's his name? The Bully?
The Bully, no.
Or Ox Baker. Ox Baker.
Ox Baker. I'm going to look at this.
Ox Baker has some pretty cool facial hair.
Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous facial hair. Yeah.
That's pretty
cool. It's very silly.
Who would you pick?
Oh, he was on, was he in AEW recently? Was he the...
No, he's dead.
Oh.
He died maybe 7 years ago. Greg Valentine?
No, the guy that was, that did the wedding.
James Mitchell.
James Mitchell. They look kind of similar.
They look very similar. They have the same eyebrows. But who would you put in there?
I can't think of anything. I don't know. Just like a good beard. Bray Wyatt has a decent beard and looked extra good when he would go upside down in a spider thing. And the beard just looked really, like, strange, you know? I can't think of anything, like, too exciting.
Honestly, Hanson? Or Hansel, whatever the guy's name from the War Raiders.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's got a pretty good beard. It's wide too. Like for instance, like Eric Rowan and Bray Wyatt, they kind of have like beards that come straight out. Luke Harper had one that kind of like frayed out, like split ends. But yeah. Hansen has this big like Viking beard, like almost proud beard. It's very impressive.
Yeah, I miss a Luke Harper look, because his frayed beard looked perfect with his, like, trucker-style
100%.
Crazy man look. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I go Ox Baker.
That's a good one. Yeah, let's give official Loser Leaves Wrestling answer, Ox Baker.
Ox Baker is our favorite facial hair. Very good. Oh, I like when we agree. We should make stamps of this or something. We should have, like, official. Tring, tring.
Yeah. Yeah, a cool sound effect is what All right, next one. We got Naomi from Langley, Canada.
Langley, Canada. I think that's outside of Vancouver, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I know a little bit. I found out that we have so many Canadian listeners and we're blowing up in Canada, I decided to do some geography and study more about Canada and places in Canada. Yeah, Langley is a suburb outside of
cities, all cities in Canada. That's wonderful, Red. That's good dedication.
Because I want to be with our fans, and I want to be with them and support them. As much as they support us, we thank you so much for supporting us. Please continue to support us. Don't leave us. Thank you.
That is correct. All right, so next one. Naomi, they ask, if you had to choose, what would be the wrestling capital of the world?
That's tough. I would have to say there's an argument that can be made for Atlanta. Argument to be made for Chicago.
You could do Greensboro, North Carolina.
Greensboro's a big one. I want to say Memphis.
Memphis, yeah. Yeah, I guess it depends on what style of wrestling you love the most or find the most influential.
I just think that Memphis...
You could go all the way to Japan, you know?
Sure. You could say Tokyo.
Tokyo, yeah, if you wanted to. But that's a... I don't know how... It's not influential on a wide reach. It's not, I guess... I think it has. It was home to some of the best wrestling, Tokyo. But I don't know if it's the most influential to the world. So.
When I think of a wrestling capital, I think maybe the place where wrestling is more important is one of the most important parts of their culture. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, like Tokyo, wrestling's huge there, but they've got so much there. Same thing with New York. New York has known for wrestling for years. Madison Square Garden was built on wrestling, but it, you know, there's other things there. Memphis is pretty much only done. Actually, Memphis is also music, doesn't it? No, that's Nashville. Nashville's music. Memphis is wrestling. That's what I want to say. But who knows?
Yeah, Memphis is definitely wrestling, yeah. Because of Jerry Lawler. He's the king of Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah. What do you say? What is your official answer, Matt?
I think that's really good. I think, honestly, I like Atlanta. I like Atlanta a lot, but that makes sense to me.
Atlanta makes a lot of sense. I'm going to say Memphis, but we're going to agree that it's in the southeast of America.
I like it.
Yeah.
Great question, Naomi. Great question, Naomi.
And any other bag from the mail? What?
That's it. That's all the bag in the mailbag.
That's all the mailbag in the mailbag bag, man. And we're here. This is the Loser Leaves Wrestling. This is the news you can't lose. Thank you all so much for listening. And thank you so much. We've gotten a lot of American listeners the past couple days. Thank you all so much for listening. Appreciate you. Follow us at Loser Leaves Wrestling on YouTube, on Instagram, loserleavespod@gmail.com, so you could send us those delicious questions that Moa likes to devour and answer. Moa, it's just vociferous with his love for questions.
All questions. Yum, all yum, questions. Yum, yum. Yeah, I love it. Devour it. You give it. Give it all. Stop, any question I will answer. Yeah.
That's good initiative, instinct. What is it? Whatever. But thank you all so much for listening. Please watch and listen to us. Thank you all so much for supporting. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with
Moa Jaswal.
Moa Jaswal, if you're on a mountaintop and you've had nothing to eat for months, and then you get this big whiff of what?
like a big ox.
A big ox. Like, oh, hell
like
yeah.
A big decaying ox.
Delicious decaying ox. That gets Moa going. Hell yeah. All right. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a good night. Bye bye. Excellent. Excellent. We'll be right back.